You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 23, Expect a Change to Come, part 1. We now begin chapter 9 of Doors of Light. This chapter is titled, The Intersection of Change. Spirit tells us that change is to be embraced. As you can already tell, we will be discussing the transitions that you can expect while on your spiritual journey to higher levels of vibration. This is a much needed subject to discuss because for some reason, people want change, but they don't want to let anything go in the process. That would be wonderful, but it's just not realistic. Change is all about releasing the old to make room for the new. It requires letting go of something. Humans have a tendency to resist change. But those of us who are listening to this podcast are now learning to trust the flow of the universe and not to resist it. You must learn to be as non-resistant as possible in your daily life in order for you to truly go with the flow. To make it easier for you to trust the flow and to allow the transitions of your life to take their course, Spirit wants to help us to understand why these things happen. So now, we're going to talk about some transitions you can expect as a result of shifting your thoughts to more positive ones, as well as raising your vibration through daily meditation. These simple but bold changes will bring about some dramatic transformations in your life, and we want you to be prepared for them. For all those who have been following this podcast, basically in order, you should have noticed by now that each podcast builds on the last. We're really working on revealing the big picture, but we're taking it one piece at a time. The wisdom that Spirit is conveying through each episode, if understood properly and comprehensively, will ultimately free you. You will have the knowledge of how to create the life of your dreams. Your job will then be to implement that information and use it in your daily life. If you do this, you will have the power to create a life filled with love, joy, peace, good health, and abundance in all its forms. This is truly what we all want. We just don't always know how to go about getting it. And because we've been so conditioned to focus on the physical world around us, we never really understood the master key to having it all. Because it's not through the physical world that you will attain that master key or all that you want. It's through the spirit or the essence of the energy that creates everything that is physical. When you understand how to control energy or thought, then you have the key to create anything you want to experience in this material world. What you need to understand above and beyond all things is that you don't have the power to create something that you're not. You must become what you want first. You must match it vibrationally in your mind, and then you will manifest it in your life. This is the tricky part. You have to try to feel what it feels like to be, do, or have whatever it is that you want. You must feel what it feels like. And then stay in that vibration as often as possible. You must attain it in your mind first. Use your imagination to assist you with this. It will be very helpful. Pretend, just like you did as a child, pretend that it is real, and soon you will begin to see the evidence of the idea beginning to manifest in your life. Your thoughts must remain positively focused on the idea of what you want, as well as you need to believe in your ability to bring it into being. This is why it's so important for you to free yourself of self-doubt and criticism, because these things will only prevent you from seeing yourself in your desired light. And you must see yourself being, doing, or having whatever it is first before you can actually create it, because everything is a mirror of you, a complete reflection of how you feel about yourself or what you believe to be true in every moment. So you have to believe it in order to achieve it. Your entire reality is only an extension of your energy, and that includes everyone you bump into on the street. They mirror you, even if just for a single moment. Life is truly an amazing event to behold. But if you've created a life that you don't want to live, then you're living in a nightmare. The empowering thing is, as soon as you begin to accept your part in creating your life and the circumstances that surround you, then and only then will you have the power to change your life into something that you want to live. Now, this is where we begin to tie things together. If you really want to understand the depth of the wisdom that Spirit is giving to us, it's important that you listen to all the shows and read the book, Doors of Light. The shows and the book fit together like a puzzle. Each piece is very important to you understanding the entire picture. If you've just started to listen to the podcast and you find it to be helpful, then you really do want to go back and listen to all the past episodes in order to completely understand what we're talking about. That's why I made them as short as possible, so it would be easy to listen to them, and it would only take a few minutes to listen to one podcast. As you travel your path to being a positive thinking individual and start implementing all the wisdom that you've learned through these shows, the book, and other materials, your life will begin to change. At some point, you will begin to see more drastic changes as you progress further down the road. The transitions will happen in degrees on a vibrational level first. You will begin to feel those shifts taking place within you, and then you will hit those plateaus that we spoke of earlier in episode 17, the chapter on the mountain. You will have to pass your tests to continue to grow and to raise your vibration. These tests can present themselves in myriad ways. They can be small or large, depending on your desire and need for growth. In the short time after successfully passing many of your tests, you will begin to see your physical world start to undergo construction. That's really the best way to put it, because some things will be torn down while the foundation for others will be created. Now, this chapter is all about why change is happening and what it looks like. The changes that you will begin to see manifesting in your world will happen because you have started to think differently. It's really that simple. And now your new thoughts will begin to be mirrored in the world around you. To the same degree that you transform your thoughts, your physical world will be transformed. Now again, I repeat that we all want change, but we don't always accept it when it comes, because we don't always understand that if we've been thinking right and staying positive, then the change can only bring us closer to the life and the things that we really want. As long as you've been thinking positive and staying focused on what you want, the transitions that you manifest will only be for the better. At this point, we're still learning how to trust the flow of the universe and to be more non-resistant in our lives. When you start seeing your world change, it most likely will create some discomfort because all you can see at that point is that you have to let go of something. Try to be aware of this the next time something or someone begins to move out of your life. At the first signs of change, try to remember that everything is shifting toward a higher vibration, no matter what it looks like. Everything will be replaced with something better if it's being moved out of your life. This is really, really important to remember, because your first instinct will be to fight it. We've just been conditioned this way. We want to fight or resist whatever we don't understand. Try to let go of whatever it is that is being moved out of your life. Let it go with love and appreciation, whatever it is, be it a person, a relationship, a job, an opportunity, whatever it is, let it go with love. This is where you're going to have to apply a little faith and trust that everything is working out for your highest good. You may not be able to see the end result right now, but trust that the universe and whatever power you call on to watch over you is bringing better into your life. You must remain positive and optimistic while facing these changes. That's the energy that will usher in the new and the higher vibration for you. If you start freaking out and getting negative, you only will make things worse and push the good manifestations away. So trust that all is working out for your highest good and that life is only getting better for you because of these changes, and that you're getting closer to the life that you really want to live. We'll pick up here in the next episode, part two. I want to thank you for listening and for sharing your precious time with me. Please remember to share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.